After 100 days of protests on the streets of Hong Kong, pro-democracy leaders have taken their case to Washington. The activists have spoken to a congressional committee calling for action against Hong Kong, including possible economic sanctions, to counter what they say is China's steady erosion of their freedoms. Louise Creeley reports.
They've taken their fight to the streets of Hong Kong and now to Washington. Protesters like Denise Ho want the US to get involved.
It is a global fight. The US and its allies have everything to fear if they wish to maintain a world that is free, open and civil.
The singer and key pro-democracy activist testified before US Congress calling for urgent action.
I urge the US Congress to stand by Hong Kong and most of all to pass the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act. To date, more than 1,500 Hong Kongers, the youngest at the age of 12 years old, have been unreasonably arrested. Sadly, it has become a daily occurrence to see youngsters being pinned to the ground with head concussions, if not being knocked unconscious.
Hong Kong protest leader Joshua Wong has been repeatedly jailed and released. He also testified, saying the movement has moved beyond one bill or one person.
As I speak, Hong Kong is standing at a critical juncture. The stakes have never been higher. We are confronted by the huge Chinese military build-up just across the border in Shenzhen. President Xi Jinping is unlikely to take hardline action before the upcoming National Day in October. But no one can be sure what's next. I hope historians will celebrate the United States Congress for having stood on the side of Hong Kongers, the side of human rights and democracy.
Other Hong Kongers argue a different line. Terence Chong is an associate professor at the Department of Economics at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. He says the US Congress hasn't been given a complete picture of the situation in Hong Kong and should have heard from a wider range of people.
They should also interview different group of people in Hong Kong to see their view, whether they feel their freedom is deprived by the government or deprived by the protester. Because a lot of people in Hong Kong now, they are very scared of the protester. They don't want to go out during the weekend because protest is everywhere.
And Terence Chong says even if the US does pass a bill, the impact on Hong Kong would be minimal.
It's not a real punishment to Hong Kong and its economy. I think this is not a fair judgment to what has happened in Hong Kong. They should have a whole picture of Hong Kong first before they discuss how to deal with the bill.
But Washington-based Hong Kong commentator Kyle Olbert disagrees that President Trump can't make an impact.
So first off, Magnitsky Act sanctions. Secondly, the president has the most powerful bully pulpit on the face of the planet. He needs to use that, especially when he goes to address the UN later this month. Beyond that, there are other things that can be done. For instance, should the violence escalate in Hong Kong from the Hong Kong police, pursuant to 22 U.S.C. 5722, the president could issue an executive order to suspend the U.S. Hong Kong Policy Act. Basically, by proclamation, declaring that Hong Kong no longer has sufficient levels of autonomy. One thing that he has done is he has linked the trade deal through his comments to a favorable and humane resolution to the crisis in Hong Kong. I think he deserves great credit for that.
Washington-based Hong Kong commentator Kyle Olbert. Louise Creeley with that report.